Hello.
Hey, is this Judy?
Yes.
Hey, Judy, this is Forest Buys Houses. How are you?
I'm good. Hope
good.
You are.
Yeah. How's your holiday?
Yeah, it was fine.
Good. Well, we received your message on Facebook. I think you saw our house for sale, and I see that you have one as well that you're looking to downsize.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about it, and tell me where you're going with her.
Where what?
Tell me a little bit about the house and see where you're going, where you plan on going.
We didn't have any particular area. We were looking for a house in the process of selling this one, and the time frame is kind of awkward, I'm sure. I don't know if we could pull it off, you know, have this one sold, sell this one, get it out, and, you know, if we'd be looking for. I was asking about the house that you have in Plymouth and what kind of neighborhood it was and if you knew anything about it.
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood. It's quiet, it's peaceful. House needs a little work, but, you know, a little TLC never is bad.
Is it like anything major or?
I mean, it needs a kitchen.
It needs a what?
It needs a kitchen.
It needs the kitchen redone, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, it needs some flooring in the kitchen and, you know, needs a sink, needs a stove.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How many acres is the house own? I mean, is it just 1 acre or?
Yeah, it's a little less than an acre.
The houses close together or?
They're fairly close. It's not as private as the one that you're currently on.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Besides downsizing, is it just you or do you have a partner?
I am a widowed, but I live with my son. My son lives here and my daughter.
Okay. Are they planning to move with you?
Yes.
And I have to ask the question, who's Jamie Stanley?
That's my son.
Okay. So is this house under his name?
Yeah, we sold it to him when I divorced my first husband. I divorced and remarried. And we had to settle the property before, you know, we can. But he won't sell and move more than I do, but it's just going to be a real hassle. We just don't know if it'll ever happen because we have just so much stuff to move. And, I mean, it's 56 years later with two husbands and, you know, and the only reason it's in his name is because I had to settle the property. He knows the house is mine. I mean, we had to do that to get my divorce. My husband was bitter and my first husband was real bitter and he held it up as long as he could. And finally, we just sold it to Jamie and so I could get out of it and get my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost my husband in 2019.
Sorry to hear that.
But
okay.
Anyway, it's a complicated thing because we have a whole lot of stuff to move and that's what the holdup is.
Well, you know, we do this all the time, and we can make it as easy as you need it to be, and it's really not that complicated. You know, we work within the state and, you know, help people move from A to B, and goal was to get something smaller, more manageable, right?
Right.
So, you know, with that being said, do you guys work, or does your son work?
I'm 75 years old. I'm on Social Security, and my daughter is too. We draw off of, she draws off of her daddy.
Okay.
And I draw off of him too.
Okay. So, would it make sense for, you know, maybe a cash sale at the front end, maybe do a rent back to you while we help you find somewhere else to go? And that way you can get some cash up front to help assist you with the move.
Yeah, we would. That's what we would have to do. We would have to have the money for this house to buy the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say rent?
Yeah, rent back.
No, we're not interested in renting anything.
No, we purchase your house and then you rent it back from us for, you know, say, I'm just making it up here, say, you know, 30 days or 60 days until we can get you to that, you know, new spot.
Okay. What are you saying is we pay rent to you while you buy the house, we pay rent to you until we can get out, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, does that sound something like you'd be interested in?
Well, yeah, maybe. We would really like to see the house first, of course, but, you know.
Sure. Now, when it comes to your house, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you know, it's perfect condition. You know, we're actually pretty familiar with the house. We have houses in the area.
And that sounds good. Yes, it needs work. It's a 3-story. It'll be a nice house to flip. It needs a roof. It needs some, kind of serious work, you know. I guess you'd call it that. But it's not that it could not be made into a beautiful home, you know, and it's in an excellent neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me talk to my son about it and see if he some more about it. I mentioned it to him, and I think I sent him the picture of the house. So, let me talk to him and may get back with you in a few days.
Okay. So, I mean,
and
yeah,
is this
that's
the fine. Number? And is this the number you can be reached?
Yes, I can be reached at this number anytime. And just
okay.
A quick question. I mean, you know, when you're looking to move, I mean, are you trying to make just kind of like an even swap?
Well, the asking price for that one is 105, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what, I don't know. I'd have to talk to him and see what they, you know, we were asking a little bit more for this one. It really is a really nice house in a nice neighborhood, but, you know, I'd have to talk to him and see what he thinks. Is that something that would be an option, of course?
I mean, all options are on the table, right? Do you guys have a mortgage on that house?
No, it's paid for. Been paid for a long time.
Okay. I mean, that's something that we could utilize, you know, since it's paid for, we have a little bit more flexibility with what we can do.
Right. Okay.
So, does your son, how old is your son and daughter, if you don't mind me asking?
How old? Well, Jamie's 53 and Julie's 56.
Okay. And does he work?
He's in between jobs, but yes, he's worked in computers.
Okay.
He was working for, been there about 7-8 years at a local, well, not local, but it's in Borgin, the biggest, largest, actual largest data center in the world. It's in a little town called Boynton, North Carolina, that he's adding and adding to it. They've called him back twice. I don't know if it'll happen again, but anyway, they lay people off from time to time and then call them right back. I don't know what's going to happen there, but he is in between jobs right now.
Okay, but he's currently working?
No.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that helps, you know, understand kind of what we're dealing with. And, you know, nothing fast lasts, so I think slow and steady will win the race here. And just talk with him and tell him that we, you know, talked about, you know, potentially buying the house and maybe you checking out the other one. How far
okay.
is Plymouth from you?
Pardon?
How far is Plymouth from you?
I think it's almost a couple of hours.
Okay.
Right around, yeah, somewhere around that.
Okay.
You know how far Plymouth is from Washington?
Not off the top of my hand, no.
I forget to. I've been to Plymouth, but I forget how far it is. I know I have a cousin in Washington that I visit. Well, I will. I'll talk to him and get back with you. If I don't, maybe you can give me a ring in a couple of days and see what's up. And I'm going to write your number down as soon as I get off of here.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Keep it phone. And I appreciate you calling me. Thank you so much.
Yep, and I'll give you a holler and maybe
okay,
tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. All right, you have a good day. All right.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.